give you anything but love, baby. That's the only thing I'm dreaming of, baby.
That is both sultry and seductive. There, I said it.
Can
not
I just say what New York Times has said?
Sultry and seductive?
Conjures echoes of Billie Holiday and Ricky Lee Jones with a hint of Betty Boop. And she is with us right now, Antonia Bennett. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you guys.
That sounded fantastic.
Thank you.
You could do that for a living.
I do do that.
Oh, all right. Well, that worked out nicely.
All right. So I'm sure with your father being the one and only legendary Tony Bennett, you did a little singing next to him when you were a young girl.
I did, and I still do. I open a good majority of his shows.
How cool is that?
It's awesome.
Can I we'll talk about you, I promise, but I just have to ask you this. Your dad is like this iconic, just perfect, perfect singer. And he was very popular for a while, and that popularity never really waned. It just kept growing and growing and growing to the point where, like, kids who are in their teens or early 20s, they love him just as much as people have been listening to him for 50 years. What's the secret to that? What is he doing?
Well, I think it's two things. One, it's definitely him. He's unlike nobody I've really ever met before in the sense that he's always looking forward. He's mm-hmm. always continuing to practice. He still does his scales every day.
Every day.
And he generally loves being around people. He's a people person. He loves his public. And I think that he just is really an amazing being.
Yeah.
But my brother also had quite a lot to do with that. I mean, there were times that his career wasn't doing as well as it is now. He was always well known and recognized, and he always sold out shows and things. But, you know, he took a break from recording at one point, and, you know, my brother really, you know, just brought his career back and said, you know, you should start singing these other places. And then they did MTV Unplugged.
Right.
And then the whole resurgence really started to happen. And because he's been able to sustain himself for so long in good physical and good voice, you know, that he's unlike anybody I've ever seen before.
And Gaga. Lady Gaga loves him.
He's doing duets with Lady Gaga.
Yeah. You know, and they have like this super amazing rapport with one another, and it's very sincere. And
sure.
You can see that. That's why it works.
But they're almost similar and yet very different. I mean, she is just at her inner core. She's a talented musician.
She sure is, yeah.
You know, again, maybe I didn't love her at first when I first heard her, but she's got soul. It comes from the heart, just like your father.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, it's not easy to do what she does. And so even if you're not a fan of her original music because it's too poppy or whatever, you know, you can't deny it. That takes a lot of hard work and talent and guts, and she's really an artist. She takes something, she makes it her own, and she can fit into a lot of different genres. She knows how to morph herself into a lot of different things, and that comes from being a master at a master craftsman.
Sure, of course. I always think, Antonia, if you have a parent, a mother or a father who has excelled in a certain business, it's got to be a mixed blessing when you want to go into that same business. Has that been the case for you?
You know, people always say that to me, and I kind of have a stock answer for it, but it really is the truth. It's, you know, I have the choice to stand in his light,
right.
And I choose to do that. And because of that, I'm able to stand on my own.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't really know any different. This is the deck of cards I've been given. So I can't really say how it would be if I wasn't with him. This is my reality. This is what I know. I love to sing. I get this great opportunity to do it. And every time I get to stand on stage and do what I love to do, it's a blessing.
Yeah.
All right. Now, here's somewhere that you can see Antonia Bennett, and it is the Club Arcata. Now, you know the Arcata Theater in St. Charles. This is, I believe, the fourth floor of the theater, and mm-hmm. it's like a 1920s speakeasy and showroom. Ron Onesti has done a wonderful job with this place, just a beautiful, traditional, authentic theater, and now this speakeasy up above, Club Arcata. I've been dying to go there, and condolences to Ron Onesti, who just lost his mother, Elena Onesti. So sorry about that. Some tickets are still available, but I understand you're going to be playing to a lot of people.
Oh, that's great.
So you don't mind that.
I love
Bring
that.
Bring them on. Bring
some
the
tickets
in.
Still available, but you got to get in there.
I'm a big ham at heart, so the more
Are you?
The better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't you feed off that, though?
Yeah, I do, of course.
Go back to your childhood for just a little bit, Antonia. Was there a defining moment where you said to yourself, there's other things, there's other career paths I could take, but it's going to be music, it's going to be show business. Do you remember that?
Well, I think it came pretty early on. I just didn't know in what form, because everything that I was good at was some art form. Mm-hmm. I was a dancer. I loved to paint when I was a kid. I went to acting school. I was acting. And all of those things I really loved to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it really came down to when I started applying for colleges that I had to kind of hone in and make a choice. And I just... Music is always what came the most naturally to me. And I figured, well, if I'm going to have to work really hard at something, mm-hmm. I want the payoff to be sweet for me.
Yeah.
And so I think that that's really when I, you know, if I had to be spending all this time doing something and if I had to pick one thing, that's what it would be. And that's what it has been all these years.
Perfect.
You've performed with some legendary people when you were at a young age, like Rosemary Clooney, Count Basie, Regis Philbin, Don Rickles.
Don Rickles.
He keeps coming up on the show, the
love
late great.
Don Rickles.
What
was that
Don
like?
Rickles.
Did he scare you, though, as a child?
No, as a child, not. And by the way, when he's not on stage, he is the nicest.
That's what we've heard.
Sweetest. Mm-hmm. I know everybody calls him the insult comic. And by the way, when I was opening for him, he did like rip me a new one. But then he came right off stage, and the first thing he said to me was, "Oh, Antonia, you're just so beautiful, and you sound so great." And I was like, "What? Who is this? Who is this man?" You know, like 2 minutes before. But you know, that really is who he was. And you know, he always made a point to ask me about my family,
yeah.
my family life. He was a very sincere person.
And he cared. He wasn't just asking for the sake of asking. He cared, didn't he?
He yeah. was a very caring person.
Yeah. Yep.
Any more albums coming up with you and your father?
Well, with me and my dad, no. I'm working on a record right now that hopefully will be out in the next 6 months. And mostly original material. I'm writing all the material myself. So.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
And what's that called?
Well, I don't know yet.
Oh, you don't?
I'm still working on all the... I have to pick my favorite song or a concept. But I'm writing all the music still right now. So it's still in the beginning stages.
There is, from the song that we just heard and other songs that Wendy and I listened to, there's a very torchy, kind of an almost 1940s flow to the sound that you have. Is that a conscious effort?
Not really.
No?
I mean, I like old music, so of course that's coming out, I guess. And I've listened to everything from, you know, singers and musicians from the 1920s to...
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I listen to everything. I don't just listen to jazz, too. I listen to country and pop, and I take influences from everywhere. But this is the way I sing, and I tend to always surround myself with musicians who know how to play that music, and so it just comes out like that.
But being compared to Billie Holiday is not the worst thing in the world, is it?
Are you kidding me?
That's not a bad
I
move.
Can't believe it, and I have the same birthday as her, too.
Oh, even
oh,
better.
See?
That's even
that's
better.
That's a little spooky.
Yeah.
And you grew up with the likes of Frank Sinatra and Dean Martin. Were they like uncles to you?
Well, I mean, they were always around. My mom and Dean's wife, Jeannie, were very close friends. And so at Christmas or holiday parties, they were always there. And
I know you say when you grow up in surroundings like that, you don't know any better. That's just the life. But is there ever a time where somebody says to you, you're hanging out with show business royalty, your dad and all those guys that we just mentioned. That's the cream of the crop. Does it ever?
But I think that doesn't happen until you're older, because when you're a kid, you're a little bit more protected. And I went to school in Beverly Hills. I mean, everybody
Everyone's
was like
famous.
A child of somebody.
Right.
That's true.
And you know, the only time I knew that consciously that people were doing special, that he was special because
yeah.
people were doing special things. And my mom, you know, had this thing on Christmas where Santa Claus would come on Christmas Eve because he knew that, you know, dad was an entertainer and he had to work at night. And so we would open our presents on Christmas. Santa would show up to our house. We'd open our presents on Christmas Eve so they could sleep in a little bit in the morning. So there were things like that, and that didn't seem very far-fetched because everybody was making exceptions right. for him all the time.
And Santa Zells, in your case, were Vic Damone and Jerry Vale and guys like that. That's not the worst thing in the world either.
Yeah. Well, you know, we had a Santa that came every year, and then one year that guy got sick, and the Santa that came every year played the violin. And then one year, I finally, you know, like in the third grade or whatever, I started playing the violin. And the, you know, my mom got like this mystery Santa last minute, you know, to come in and be Santa. And I was like, look, Santa, I play the violin now. You want to play? And he was like, kid, I don't play the violin. So now, you know, I finally found out that,
that'll mess you up.
Yeah,
right there.
That was a little mental.
Oh, that's terrible. Santa doesn't play the
very
violin.
Very sad to find out on Christmas that,
oh, no.
You know, my Santa wasn't real.
Oh, no.
So what are you going to be doing at Club Arcata? A little jazz, a little everything.
I'm going to be singing mostly standards with a nice little trio and just songs that I love.
A little upright bass going on?
A little upright bass, nice who's, drum kit.
Is there an average fan of yours? Like when you look into the audience, who's out there? Who are you seeing?
You know, I think it really varies. Mm-hmm. You know, I think I get a lot of people between, I think my audience is like 30 to 80. 60. Yeah, maybe, but the 80, they don't always come out, but sometimes they do. I mean, look at my dad. He's 90.
How old is he? He's 90.
Yeah, and he's in great shape. He'll be 91 in August, so.
He's the most well-preserved 91-year-old I've ever seen. He's in perfect shape.
I know.
90 is the new 60, though. It really is. You look at all these legends. Look at, like, Paul McCartney's, what, 75 years old?
Yeah.
Who can believe that?
I can't.
If Paul McCartney came out now, they would call him a jazz musician.
Right. You're right. That's
they
absolutely
would put
right.
him on a jazz label.
How's your dad with the Alec Baldwin impression on Saturday Night Live? Does your dad like that?
Oh, he loves it.
Good.
Yeah, he loves Alec. Alec has been coming. First of all, he does the best Tony Bennett impression of anybody I've seen a lot of people do it over the years in Vegas, but he's definitely the best one. He's really nailed it. And he's been coming to show. I mean, I remember the first time I saw Alec at one of Dad's shows, I think it was at the Blue Note.
Wow.
You know, and I must have been like 15 or I think I was 15 years old. And he came and with his brother, Billy, and wife. And, you know, he's been doing like a study for a long time. And he's really, there are certain things that he gets that really only if you know him do you know that that is him. And he does it. It's so authentic.
Yeah.
He just nails it. I think he does great impressions of just about anybody that he
does.
Yeah.
Who would have thought he'd be a great impressionist? Seriously.
Right. It's hard to fathom.
Because
but
he does it for real.
Yeah.
That's why. He really does it for real. It's funny, but he plays it serious.
But the essence of your dad, and I'm telling you, like you don't know this, is there's a calmness and a coolness that your dad just owns. He's so calm and so cool. It's beautiful to watch.
It is, yeah.
And so sweet and so appreciative and so humble. Did you ever see him lose his temper?
Well, what? Come on. You know, I mean.
Because I don't believe it happened.
Yeah.
Everybody loses their temper.
Even Tony Bennett. You heard it here first.
What advice has he given you, Antonio? Has he said, if you're going to do this for a career, try this or do this? Has that happened once or twice?
Yeah, well, I think the thing that he's told me the most is really very simple advice, but very good advice, which is breathe before each phrase, which is very simple, but people forget to do it. And when you sing the words, I love you, make sure that you really mean it.
Yeah, that's solid advice.
Goosebumps.
That's very solid advice. If Lady Gaga has a child, will you do a duet with that child?
You know, if she's good,
of
course.
All right, that's
fair. Why not?
All right.
You are stunningly beautiful. Your voice is just as beautiful. And we look forward to being at the newly unveiled Club Arcata 1920 Speakeasy and Showroom. Very intimate setting. Only 100 guests per show. Friday, Saturday, two shows on Saturday. So 3 shows total. You can go to oshows.com or Arcatalive.com. She's Antonia Bennett, and it is a pleasure to meet you.
Nice to meet you guys, and thank you for having me on.
Absolutely, anytime. Always a welcome. Okay, we'll take a quick break. News is coming up in just a little bit, and then a lot more show. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
I am just completely blown away by the class that Antonia Bennett has. She's so talented.
Pretty. Yeah,
I know.
There's nothing she can't do.
I am smitten.
Made the rest of us really look bad by comparison.
I look like, I can't even tell you. I'm wearing a hoodie today. She's old school, man, every way you look at it.
And you know what was so nice about her is she wasn't afraid to talk about her dad. A lot of times, you know, you go, I'm here for my own merits. I don't need to talk about my dad, but we did talk about Tony Bennett. We talked about Barbara Bird Bennett, her mom. That went over well. So, yeah, that was great.
I warned her about you. I'm glad you kept that till she left.
You did warn her about me.
Thank you, Ryan. I have a correction to make because that's what I do. I screw things up. I mentioned Ron Onesti's mom passed away, and when I mentioned her first name, I had mentioned Ron's wife.
Oh.
And she's fine.
Okay.
Gabriella Onesti. And if you follow Ron Onesti on Facebook, there's an amazingly sweet video of his mom blowing a kiss and waving goodbye.
Oh.
And I'm very sorry I messed up the names. I didn't want to say Mrs. Onesti because I wanted to personalize it.
Sure.
And I screwed it up.
That's all right.
My condolences are still there.
You're
to
absolved,
Ron Onesti.
You're absolved.
Thank you. And you can go to oshows.com and go see the beautiful Antonia Bennett and listen to her sing. I am very smitten by her,
gotta
tell you.
Yeah, she does a nice job. Speaking of beautiful, look who's in studio. It's our friend Jerry Nunn from Nunn on the Run.
Hi.
Hey, Jerry, how are you?
Excellent, excellent. I've seen a lot of shows with Ron at his venue.
He does a nice job. Whatever's out there, it's always an A-plus show.
Oh, yeah.
I love going to the Arcata Theater. It's a great venue to see someone, anyone. Honestly, it's that good. But this little Club Arcata, the speakeasy, I have
up
to make it out
floor?
There. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just, I'm going to wear a slinky dress.
Oh, a dress
a cigarette
made out of
holder. Yes. Darken my eye makeup,
wow.
And I'll be set to go 1920s style.
It'll be the cat's pajamas, I tell you. Jer, what's coming up this weekend that people should be aware of so they can go out and do some stuff?
Well, I'm covering the whole month now. We're going for all of May.
Everything.
There's so many things in May coming up with May 1st.
May Day.
Yeah, mm-hmm. May Day. We have I interviewed Juliana Hatfield this week, and
love
she's coming
her.
On Monday.
Yeah.
So she was great. She has a political album called Pussycat. She's going to be at the Lincoln Hall on May 1st, so this coming Monday. So I'm excited about
that. Should be a pretty good show.
Can we see the interview on Nunn on One on your YouTube channel or on your website, Nunn on the Run, double N's?
It's Nunn on the Run, yep, and Chicago Pride publishes it also.
So this is all political material for the new the new album?
Yeah.
Interesting.
So she's done
That's kind of a throwback.
That is interesting because you're alienating half the audience, so you might
if
get
not
a pay.
More.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah. You got to hear it. So she's coming. The XX is coming on Monday. They're going to be back for Lollapalooza. I don't know.
The
if you
XX.
Listened. Have you listened to the XX yet?
I'm not sure.
We're
I have
lame.
Heard the XX.
Every time Jerry Nunn is up here, I feel older and lamer.
Something at us that we're not aware of.
They're brand new. But they're going to be back for Lollapalooza, but they're playing an early show. There is a lot of concerts, though, in May.
Yeah.
We talked about Olivia Newton-John. Remember we talked about her?
Yeah.
So she's finally coming at the Genesee Theater. May 17th, so she'll be there at 7:30.
I bet that's a great show.
I bet it is. We had her on a couple of weeks ago, and she sounds just as good as ever.
Great. Yeah. She's a nice person, isn't she?
Very
she is
nice
really
person.
Nice, although I realize I had nothing to say to her.
We mostly asked her questions about Australia and what their gross national product was.
Oh, okay.
So
she rolled with it, didn't she?
Yeah, she did a nice job. Yeah.
Bill did most of the talking because it was Olivia Newton-John.
Right.
Yeah, you're
and
a fan.
I'm a huge fan, a gigantic fan, and I pulled out this song, Sam, that she sang. When I was a kid, there was this song called Sam, and it was beautiful, and then we played it, and then Wendy said it wasn't very good.
No, she loved it.
She loved it, but you looked at me like, what is this?
She has a song called I'll Buy You a Kangaroo.
Oh, yeah,
I've
heard
asked
that
her about
song.
That.
Yeah.
She said she's never
Why
performed
Why not a
that.
Wallaby? That's what I want to know.
That's a great question.
All right, so May is a concert month, pretty much.
Jackie Evancho is going to be also at the Genesee. This is in Milwaukee. Illinois. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is Waukegan. Waukegan.
Not Milwaukee, Illinois. Waukegan, Illinois, Waukegan, which is Illinois. Up there.
Yes, right. Yeah. I'm thinking north. So that's, she's coming May 19th, and I talked to her, and she is great also. She has a trans sister.
Oh, she does. No.
And she sang at the Trump inauguration.
Oh, I do know this story. Yes. I didn't put it together. It was her.
Yes, so it's her, and now they won't, like, Trump's people will not return her phone calls.
Really?
Because it's now they're concerned when the trans, you know, when everything went through.
So what was her goal in doing the Trump inauguration, to maybe talk to Donald Trump or Mike Pence or something and say, hey, we have to be more accepting? Or
no, that was before it happened. Oh. So she went because it was an honor to be asked. And she was
so you're
excited.
Asked before you know who the winners are, correct, or no?
Well, no. She, before the law went down about the trans thing, the trans rights and everything. So,
and she's originally from The Voice, right? Or one of those
America's
shows.
Got Talent.
America's Got Talent. That's the one.
I can't keep them straight.
One. There's too many talent shows.
She's been singing since she was, like, little, though. She's pretty amazing. So she's coming. Wanda Jackson. Are you fans of Wanda Jackson?
Yes.
The Queen of Rockabilly.
The Queen of Rockabilly.
That dated Elvis. Do we know about? She's about 80 years. She's about 80 years old and is.
Well, bring it on.
Playing at the City Winery. She did. Jack White produced her album.
Really?
Yeah.
Rockabilly, I'm a big fan of. Yeah. I really am.
She gets the Fringe. You were talking about Fringe. She gets the Fringe out.
Oh, the Fringe. All right. And she dated Elvis. Why does that impress me? Who? I know there were a lot of people that probably dated Elvis.
Yeah. That would.
Did
that,
you?
No, I never dated Elvis. Wendy. That's no.
So that's, she's coming May 17th. So yeah, we. I'll play you some music sometime.
And she's 80 years old.
She's still touring.
Right on.
Good she's for from her. Oklahoma. Yeah.
And City Winery, great venue to see someone. Love that.
Yes, definitely, definitely. So there's been this Facebook game with all the concerts and everything.
Are you sick of that already?
It's everywhere.
Have you seen that?
No.
You don't go on Facebook anymore, do you?
Not as often.
It's
as
like
I used to.
You list 10 concerts and one of them you didn't attend and people try to guess.
Oh, that's a fun game.
It was for like the first 9,000 posts that you saw, and then it got just so completely old.
Right. Yeah. So my first concert was the Colts, because they opened for Billy Idol in Tennessee in 1987. So they're coming to the Horseshoe Casino May 13th. So they're still rocking.
That makes
they're like
sense.
A rock band.
Yeah.
Really
I know who the Cult is.
Okay.
My first concert.
Go on.
I think it was ZZ Top and the Outlaws at Wisconsin, Alpine Valley.
This perfectly illustrates the differences between you and I, because your first concert was ZZ Top, and mine was the Banana Splits at the Topps department store in Midlothian.
Yeah, we're very
different. And I was upset because I realized it wasn't the actual Banana Splits. It was just guys dressed up like the Banana Splits because it was a cartoon show.
Right,
so
right.
You could put anybody in there.
What was it, a Crofts?
Yeah, Crofts Sid and Marty Croft, yeah.
It was. It's kind of a blur now because, you know, it was a big deal to go to a concert where one set of parents would drop you off at Woodfield Mall and you'd hop on a bus and the bus would take you to Alpine Valley. And then some parents would be picking you up at like 2 in the morning when the bus came back. So it could have been Super Tramp.
That wouldn't have been a bad show.
And definitely the Go-Go's I went to.
Oh, that's also a good show. Yeah. Those are solid.
That was fun.
I've seen them. Yeah.
Those were my first like handful of concerts.
Jerry, for Wendy's birthday, we're putting together a reunion of all those bands.
Let's do it.
Yeah, pretty good.
No, Wendy Palooza.
I want to go see Wanda. What's her name?
Wanda Jackson.
That's who I want to go to see on my birthday. Yeah. We're about the same age.
Yeah, almost.
So Midnight Oil is coming.
Oh, I love them. Yeah.
Coming to the Vic at
May
18th. Yep, their beds were burning. Yeah, we'll see.
They're Australia as well, correct?
Yeah.
Yes, Australia. Exactly.
That guy, the lead singer, looks so intimidating.
Yeah, he does.
I hear he's a pussycat.
Is that what you've heard? Yeah,
I heard he's great. Yeah, right. He's very political, right? Well, mm-hmm. obviously.
Wanda Jones dated him.
Wanda Jackson.
Wanda Jackson also dated him. Wanda Sykes dated him, too. They all dated him.
Oh, boy.
Hall & Oates is coming with Tears for Fears at the All States.
We had John Oates on, and I can't speak for Bill. Mm-hmm. I knew that he sang backup, and I think there are a couple of songs he sang lead on. I knew he played guitar, but he amazed me at how magnificent he was as a guitar player.
Really good. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I mean, I know, and he loves the Garfunkel and Oates thing. He's been on the show.
Got a good sense of humor.
He really does, and he's really talented. And Tears for Fears.
I like Tears for Fears
too.
A lot.
I mean, they don't come very often.
No.
I don't know when they were last year.
That's a good matchup.
It seems like a weird matchup to me, though, because it's like Tears for Fears.
It should be Tears for Oats and Fears and Hall. Well, that would be a better show. I'm going to send that to them, and they can use that if they want to.
But, okay? You know, you have the new wave meets the easy listening.
Right.
But now that we're older, they're very similar. But at the time, they were two very different entities.
Very different. Yeah.
They couldn't get the Pet Shop Boys to close that show? What's going on there?
I love some Pet Shop Boys. No. but they're playing at the Allstate, which is a huge venue.
That is.
They got to sell some tickets.
That's going to be a good show, though.
Get the word out.
So.
You can. Nora Jones is coming to Chicago
She's
Theater.
She's awesome.
She's got a very nice voice.
Relaxing on May 20th. The Weeknd is coming to Allstate. It's another one at Allstate. May 23rd.
Everybody loves The Weeknd and the band, too.
Yeah. He's a, no E in that, by the way, Jerry, if you're writing that out.
Exactly.
It's just it's W-E-E-K and then just N-D. There's no time for the last E.
The only way I knew who he was by watching SNL. That's how now I get to find out what's popular.
Sure.
That's it.
Right. Well,
I'm old.
Mm-hmm. Bush is coming.
Mm-hmm. President
really?
Bush.
May 15th. I don't think he comes very often either.
Gavin Rossdale and, you know, I don't think Gwen Stefani will be at that show
at all. Probably not this time around. No.
I have some celebs coming to town for some galas.
Who are they and where are they staying?
I love a gala.
Okay, so I talked to Dionne Warwick this week.
Dionne Warwick?
Yes.
How
really?
Cool.
She's coming
She's
to the human
fighting
first.
With Aretha Franklin. Did you know that?
She is. I asked her.
They're
about
in a fight.
I know.
They're going to have a cage match
it's
or
like
something.
It's like feud. It's like, you
yeah.
know,
and
John
it's over.
Crawford.
If I understand this, Jerry, because you'll know way more than me, it's over something that was said at Whitney Houston's funeral.
Right. This is like a 5-year-old feud.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a long time ago.
Because one of them claimed to be Whitney Houston's godmother, and the other one said, wait a minute, you weren't Whitney Houston's godmother, and that's the big fight, right?
Yeah, they're not talking. It's not good. I did ask a question about it, and she was...
Was the interview over after
I'm
that?
Not dignifying that.
Which one did you ask? You asked Dionne Warwick?
Dionne, yeah. I haven't talked to... Aretha cancels on interviews sometimes.
Does she really?
Yeah, she's very unpredictable. So, and she didn't go to the funeral. That's a big controversy, too.
How about that?
She didn't... She called in sick.
Oh. Right.
You can't call in sick to a funeral.
I know, so that's a big thing too. But anyway, it's a Human First Gala. This is at the Geriati. I don't know how you say that. Yeah, 2520 South Hoyne.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a black tie optional fundraiser for human rights. It's an LGBT fundraiser that Dionne's going to sing.
She's headlining it.
She's going to sing. That's What Friends Are For. I ask her about that.
Will she sing Deja Vu?
I didn't ask her.
I would ask her that. I would like her to sing that.
She just always says all the hits. You know, you try to get her down to a set list, and she just won't do it.
How long will she be performing? Is she just doing that one song and splitting?
I did ask her about that, and she said she's doing a full-on concert.
Good.
Really?
Yeah, because I saw Chaka Khan do this Human First Gala also, and she did a long set, too. So I don't think they just do a few songs.
That's amazing that they do that.
Yeah.
And probably not getting paid. A lot.
Right. They get some. I'm sure they get something.
Yeah, they get something.
It's but still she's, pretty great to put your voice to something.
She's been a big supporter. So.
Wasn't Dionne Warwick part of the Psychic Friends Network also, am I imagining?
Yes.
But she was.
If you ask her that, the interview will be over.
Oh, she doesn't want to discuss that.
I know
that.
People that have asked her about
that. Because it didn't. That I don't think that venture ended well.
No.
Right?
That was not a happy time for her.
I like real friends, not psychic friends.
No, get both. You got to mix it up, Wendy. You got to get both.
Yeah. Another one is the Gene Siskel is a big one. The May 13th, it's Kevin Spacey's coming.
Yeah.
And Jeremy Piven is leading the Q&A.
Oh, that'll be fun.
So you get two celebs for the price of one.
And then what do they show just scenes from his movies or an actual film or two?
They do clips. I've been going to this thing for a few years. So last year I got to talk to Scarlett Johansson. They had Reese Witherspoon before.
Oh, nice.
Morgan Freeman. They've had a lot of great celebrities. And this is all for the Siskel Center, the movie center that I did like the Oscar stuff with.
Yeah.
So that's May 13th and it's going to be at the Four Seasons. So, but tickets are pricey. Like
but now, can anybody go if they want to lay down the amount of the ticket? Anyone can go.
The tickets range from 500 to 1,000.
Bill, will you spot me?
I'm going with Dionne Warwick. I don't know if there's no room in the car.
I'm going
with
her psychic friend, Juno.
So that's going to be
fun. Miss Cleo. Go with Miss Cleo. That would be fun. Kevin Spacey's an amazing actor, and I'm sure you've seen him do this, but he does some spot-on impressions. He's just such a good impressionist also. Oh,
I'll really have to ask him that on the red carpet. Good.
Oh, yeah, do. Because he does... I got to get him to do Johnny that. Carson's. It's really funny.
And do some video.
Yeah.
He's really got a great sense of humor.
He did, before he was an actor, he did stand-up comedy. That's what he did before he was an actor.
Oh, he'll be an easy interview then.
Yeah.
Oh, nervous. Totally.
You're going to love it.
Okay. All right. And Helen Mirren. Do you guys know Helen Mirren, the actress?
Helen who?
Helen Mirren?
Yeah, Helen Mirren.
Oh, my God.
One of the greatest.
She's coming.
She is... The most
class personified.
The most beautiful. She's like 80 years old, isn't she?
I don't
she
know.
She might not
she's
be that
80.
Old.
She's amazing.
But she is incredible. She's a great actress. She is on my to-do list.
She's on Wendy's.
Oh, oh. You should go with me. You should go with me to meet her.
You know.
Go with me to meet her. It's May 24th.
She's amazing.
You know how you said there's ways to end a Dionne Warwick interview? I can think of one that would end the Helen Mirren interview really quickly.
She would not be offended by that,
no,
I'm
probably
sure.
Not. Mm.
I just really respect and
she's
idolize her.
Beautiful,
I think she's
too.
Amazing.
Yeah, this is going to be the Lowe's Hotel. And it's
what room?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Don't give that out, Jer, because Wendy will use it.
It's a fundraiser for the International Film Festival.
Good for her.
So that'll be great. She has a film coming out. And, yeah.
Oh, she's so good.
$400
she really
for
is.
Those tickets.
Yeah. That's a steal.
I'd pay twice that.
I'm going to take you, Wendy. You can go with me.
Wendy,
with
take,
Helen.
Please take Jerry up husband. On his offer. You,
no,
is her husband Randall Kleiser?
Her husband's Taylor Hackford.
Taylor Hackford.
He's going to be there.
He did Blue Lagoon.
I
think so, right?
He did. I'm looking. He did Ray. Which would be a big one.
Yeah, I guess that's bigger.
He did an Officer and a Gentleman.
Oh, he did an Officer and a Gentleman.
I don't see Blue Lagoon here. Dolores Claiborne.
Oh, right.
Yeah, The Devil's Advocate. He did a lot.
Maybe I'm thinking of somebody else.
Yeah, maybe.
Brooke Shields?
Yeah, Brooke Shields.
That's who you're thinking of.
I'm thinking of Brooke Shields.
Chris, who was
Christopher Atkins.
Yeah. What happened to him?
He'll work again. Give him
when?
Just give him a minute. He's just regrouping.
I remember that stripper movie he was in, yeah.
Oh, right.
I remember that
right. He played right. Jerry came through ultra obscure. That was excellent.
Well,
that was so good.
Bill seems very proud of you.
That
right
was excellent.
This is back at puberty time for the nun. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, a lot of good stuff coming out. We have Mother's Day. We talk about Mother's Day.
Yeah.
In May.
What's special for Mother's Day? What is anyone doing anything big?
There's a lot of brunches. I went to Fogo de Chão.
Fogo de Chão.
I don't know how to say it, but I know how to eat meat. That's all I'm telling you. It is amazing.
Yeah, I went last night. They had a media event.
Oh.
And so they're doing Mother's Day. But the cool thing is now, when you bring your mother on Mother's Day to Fogo, they will give you a return visit for free. She can eat for free next time she comes.
Oh, wow.
So they're going to give her a gift card for
That's
lunch
where
or
we
dinner.
Went last year. Actually, it was after Mother's Day because my husband forgot to make reservations.
Oops.
But it is amazing. I mean, seriously, the meat is just amazing.
Yeah.
They just come by with skewers of giant meat.
Wendy
what more
ate a whole lamb, an entire lamb.
I did not.
Every part of it.
Wendy had a little lamb. Yeah, so that was a great event last night because they're moving into smaller bites. And they do a lunch special, too.
What's the lunch special? Do you know?
The lunch special
is... Because there's one a block and a half from here.
Is there really?
Yeah. Isn't there?
No, that's Texas State Brazil.
Oh, that's their competitor.
Don't get it twisted.
Oops, sorry.
No, they're farther. They're over on LaSalle.
Oh, right.
And
right.
Then there's one in Rosemont right next to the outlet mall, which I like to frequent as well.
Oh, yeah.
Because you got to walk off all that meat.
Yep.
Yeah. So Fogo's doing salad, the salad bar for $15. That's a lot.
They have an amazing salad bar.
And then you can add meat and it's around $20.
Okay.
When you add the meat.
I'll take Dionne Warwick there after her show.
But don't go for lunch because you can't have that much to eat in the middle of the day.
No, you got
to
save it for dinner.
You really do.
So you can just lay down into the...
I'm looking good for a good seafood brunch. That's my goal.
Oh, wouldn't that be good?
Yeah.
That would be so good.
Because you know how they have skewers of meat at Fogo?
But I think they do shrimp there too, don't they?
They do.
Yeah.
They were showing shrimp last night. Yeah. Crab legs and all kinds of stuff.
Mrs.
Really?
Paul's fish sticks.
Yeah. They just start. Some of the stuff is new, but yeah.
All right. Then I'm done.
Let's go there.
So yeah, we'll do it.
All right. Okay. Jared, it sounds like May is just chock full of stuff. It doesn't sound like there's any downtime at all.
Not really, no. And that's before summer.
And then, the fest, that's what I like. Although I don't go big, I don't go to Lollapalooza. That to me is too many people in one place. Mm. I did take my son to see Brian Wilson last year. I don't remember what that was called.
That was Pitchfork.
Yes, it was.
Pitchfork.
Yeah, it was Pitchfork. Yeah,
so that was pretty cool. A little smaller. It's just Lala is just too many people on the lakefront at one time for me.
Can you ask them nicely, Jerry, if they could just cut back on the amount of attendance so Wendy can go?
We'll get you in the VIP area so you're not
That
I'm
going to
go check out Nun on the Run, double N, N-U-N-N, ontherun.com. That's his website. He's Jerry Nun. And also check out your YouTube channel, Nun on One.
Yeah, all right. Exactly.
Cool. Jerry, thanks for coming up.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
That's Jerry Nunn. We'll take a quick break, and then there's more show ahead. It's Bill and Wendy on the stream on WGN. Hey, hi, everybody. It's me. It's Bill, and that's Wendy right over there. Call us at any point during the show by dialing our number. 312-235-2525. We're almost used to it.
I'm not. I'm completely discombobulated today.
It'll be all right. The weekend will refresh you. By Monday, everything will be back the way it should be. There's a story I want to tell you, but I have to warn you in advance. It's the kind of thing that some people would make fun of, but not you and me, because we're professionals.
All right.
Some people would hear a story like this, and they'd say, well, I'm just going to make fun of that story, but I don't think it's appropriate. So
thanks
I'm not
for
going
the warning,
to, and
by
I don't
the way.
Think you should either.
All right.
A routine cremation at a Cincinnati funeral home.
I would not make fun of this ever. I really wouldn't.
No, because you have a person who's passed away and is being cremated. And that's not pleasant. That's the circle of life, Wendy. I learned from The Lion King. The circle of life.
I didn't see
Hakuna
that movie.
Hakuna Potato. Routine. That's the name of my new potato shop in the mall.
Why isn't there one?
Hakuna Potato. I'm going to make
Hakuna
thousands of dollars.
Matata. All right.
I'm going to make so much money.
You really could have.
I gave it out on the internet. A routine cremation at a Cincinnati funeral home took an unexpected turn when flames from an overly obese body spread, starting an unscheduled fire. The freak accident took place at the Hillside Chapel Crematory in Ohio's third largest city on Wednesday night. Here's the explanation. My operator was in the process of cremating remains of the body, which was overly obese, and apparently it got a little hotter than the unit is supposed to get, said owner Don Katchen. One of the cremation containers that we had close got caught on fire, and that is what burnt, he added. The fire also spread to surrounding roof material.
Can I just tell you, Don Katchen, the owner of this Hillside Chapel Crematory in Ohio, he should know better. I mean, your mileage may vary with how much something is going to burn.
Sure.
And I just think that is a terrible way to leave this earth.
Oh, it is. I don't know the ins and outs of the crematory business, but is there one standard setting when
hot?
I would think, yeah, please turn your dial to hot. But then if somebody comes in, and it doesn't say here how big a person was being cremated, but would that person be twice the normal size of somebody? Like, what would...
I don't know. Everybody's a faddist. I mean, come on, man. Even
Fat Ash. Were you going to say Fat Ash? Because I said at the beginning of this, we're not going to make fun.
I said I would not make fun. I knew you would break that streak.
Not me.
I mean, this poor person.
Right.
In life, they probably got teased, and now look at this.
Even in death, there's no...
See, that's not right.
There's no safety. It's not fair. Fortunately for Katchen, his business is fine, and there is no lasting damage. The containers that we use, that we have to place the remains in to cremate them, that is the only thing that burned, he said, and the roofing material. Katchen added that his crematorium is well-protected in case of a fire. The business
is
run. Well, I think this is the only time they've had to test whether or not that's true. The business is run by Katchen Family Funeral Homes and is reportedly the oldest one operated in the United States. So they've got quite a legacy behind them.
I just think it's an error on their part.
It is. It has to be. The blaze caused damages estimated to be in the region of $30,000. That's a pretty decent sized fire.
And according to the story, firefighters had to battle the blaze for 2 hours.
Oh.
I just feel really sorry for this person. I saw this story, and it's like, really, in life?
Right.
Probably.
It probably had a rough go of things, and you think, well, once that person is gone, doesn't have to worry anymore, and then this is the final episode in their life.
I just don't, and you know, I don't want my death to be involved in a freak accident, either at the death or at the, I do not want to be cremated, just so you know.
You want to be a traditional burial.
Yeah.
After you've died.
Obviously. I want to see who comes to my funeral. I will be looking down over my casket.
Maybe.
I hope somebody gets my hair and makeup right, because it'll really bug me if they don't.
I've already talked to the people who used to do Bozo Circus. They're going to come in and do hair and makeup. It's a lady who retired a couple of years ago, but I said, this is a special job. Can you come out of retirement just this once? And she agreed.
You're a jerk. I want Bill at my funeral.
I'm coming.
I don't want you there. You'll be making people laugh.
No. Well, but I would think you would want that. You would want that last party to have.
Oh, I want people to be miserable.
You want everyone
when I'm
to be
gone.
Sad?
Yes.
Oh, that's upsetting. My goal is to be cremated. Again, once I'm dead, not prior.
Not after the show today. I was going to take you for a little drive.
No. Let the record show, and this is on tape, I want to wait until I'm dead to be cremated. Because, you know, heat, it doesn't work for me. But I would much rather that happen than
a big
the funeral.
Well, there's still going to be a funeral or a memorial service. People love their bill.
I don't know if I deserve it.
Well, you don't.
I don't think I deserve
it. Your family will give you one.
I've asked them to think about it. I don't know. Maybe just something small, and then some miniature golf.
S'mores. And then mini golf.
And if I'm cremated, you can use my flame.
No.
For the s'mores. That would be
disgusting.
That would be disgusting. But I'd
a
find
little
that
bit of you
right
would go on. That's
right.
Kind of
right.
That's kind of right up your alley.
And I wanted to say.
Oh no! Here we go. Prepare.
The s'more the merrier.
You gonna try again? The s'more, the merrier. Oh, I gotta call Bill's wife and explain all this to her.
It would mean the world to me. All right. As we promised.
I am so embarrassed for you.
I am too. That's sad.
What
you
if
can't...
somebody does that, though?
Please do that. It'd be the funniest thing.
Oh, my God. The s'more.
The s'more the merrier. All right. We must stop now.
Yes, we must stop.
I'm surprised the
plug hasn't been pulled on the old internet.
I'm shocked it hasn't been.
We're both crying here. Bill cracked himself up to the point of tears.
I'm thinking about The Notebook, Wendy. What a sad movie The Notebook was.
I didn't see that either. I've seen no movie ever.
So sad. All right. That's it.
Have a good weekend, everybody, on that note.
Yeah.
I hope we don't have to make s'mores out of you this weekend.
Wouldn't that be ironic?
Make me sad.
I'm not going to die this weekend.
Oh my God, settled. Don't say that.
Settled, I'm not going to die this weekend. All right.
You make me very uncomfortable sometimes in your life, you know that? Like, really.
I know. All right, bye everybody, thanks for listening. Nothing's next, bye.
Bill hopes to talk to you on Monday.
Oh.